Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. As the shadows grow long and the night deepens, we invite you to pull your blankets closer, dim the lights, and let your imagination wander into the abyss of the unknown. Tonight's tale will pull you into a world where myths intertwine with reality, and dark secrets emerge from the fog. Are you ready to take the journey? If so, let's begin. The small village of Ravensbrook lay nestled at the foot of the Moors of Misery, its cobblestone streets meandering like old, weary veins. Houses with thatched roofs and chimneys sent faint wisps of smoke into the early evening. But as picturesque as it looked, a shroud of silence smothered the village. The usual sounds of children playing or neighbors chatting were noticeably absent, replaced by the whispers of the wind weaving tales of dread. It was a day before Halloween, and the atmosphere was pregnant with tension. Each year, as the Day of the Dead approached, the village seemed to recede into its shell, its people guarding secrets and memories, shared only in hushed tones. Clara stepped down from the rickety bus, her boots echoing loudly in the silent square. Her hazel eyes scanned the village, taking in its quiet charm and underlying unease. As she walked, her thick coat rustled, and her breath formed small clouds in the chilly air. "Just a quick visit," she murmured, reassuring herself. At the village inn, she was greeted by a burly innkeeper with a salt and pepper beard. "What brings ye here, lass?" he asked, a hint of concern in his eyes. "I'm looking for my brother," Clara replied, her voice determined. "He told me he wanted to hike the Moors of Misery, and he hasn't contacted me in days." The innkeeper's eyes widened just a fraction, and a shadow passed over his face. "Ah, the Moors," he began, then stopped, clearly choosing his words with care. "People say they ain't safe, especially around this time." Clara leaned in, her interest piqued. "Why?" A wrinkled old woman, who had been nursing her tea at a corner table, chimed in. "Every Halloween, they say a ghostly woman roams the moors. She mourns her lost love, searching for him endlessly." The woman shivered, pulling her shawl tighter around her. "Some say she takes those who wander the moors, thinking they're her lost lover." A young man, with a cap pulled low over his eyes, added with a tremble in his voice, "My friend went hiking last year, around this time. Never came back." The inn fell silent, every eye on Clara, gauging her reaction. She felt a cold finger trace down her spine, but set her jaw firmly. "I need to find my brother." "Be careful," the innkeeper murmured, as he handed her a room key. "The Moors, they have a way of playing tricks on ye." That night, Clara lay in her bed, the weight of the village's fears pressing down on her. The howling wind outside mimicked the cries of the mournful spirit. But amidst the cacophony, there was a softer sound, almost like a whisper. Clara's heart raced. The tales, the warnings, the chilling atmosphere, it was all starting to feel too real. She clutched her blanket tight, resolving to begin her search at dawn. Whatever lurked in the Moors of Misery, she was determined to face it head on. Outside, the pale moonlight illuminated the vast moors. A soft fog began to roll in, and a silhouette appeared, of a woman, her outline shimmering in the moon's glow. She wandered aimlessly, her cries echoing into the night, intertwining with the wind's mournful song. The morning mist hung thick and gray over Ravensbrook as Clara made her way to the entrance of the moors. The village was slowly waking up, but its streets remained unusually quiet, as if the very buildings were holding their breath, awaiting her decision. At the moors' threshold, the world seemed to shift. The verdant grass was carpeted with heavy fog, making the ground seem like it was floating on a sea of clouds. Tall, dark silhouettes of ancient trees loomed, their twisted branches reaching out like skeletal fingers. A narrow trail, overgrown with wildflowers, beckoned her inward. Taking a deep breath, Clara switched on her flashlight, illuminating a patch of the dense fog. A map, crinkled and marked with her brother's handwritten notes, was clutched tightly in her other hand. She began her descent. The deeper she ventured, the more the fog thickened, wrapping around her like a suffocating blanket. Every now and then, the eerie silence was pierced by distant cries. Some sounded human, while others seemed born from the wind itself, distorted and ghostly. Walking cautiously, Clara stumbled upon a worn-out backpack partially buried under a heap of fallen leaves. Crouching, she examined its contents, a rusted compass, an empty water bottle, and a tattered journal. Flipping through the journal's damp pages, she read frantic notes of someone lost and trying to find their way back. The final entry was a hastily scrawled, "She's real." Clara's heart rate increased, but she pushed the burgeoning panic away. Nearby, she spotted another discarded item, a torn scarf that fluttered weakly with the breeze. Her heart dropped. It was unmistakably her brother's, a gift she had given him last Christmas. Fear tightened its grip on her, but she willed herself to move forward, whispering a silent prayer with each step. Her flashlight beam cut through the fog, revealing fleeting glimpses of what lay beyond. Shadows danced at the periphery of her vision, evoking images of lurking figures and lost souls. Every so often, she thought she caught a glimpse of a woman's silhouette, but it would vanish before she could focus on it. With every passing moment, the environment grew more oppressive. The fog seemed to whisper secrets and tales of those who had gone before her and never returned. Clara tightened her grip on the flashlight, her resolve unwavering. Her brother was out there, somewhere, and she was determined to bring him back. Somewhere in the distance, amidst the swirls of gray and the haunting cries, a lonely cottage began to take shape, its dark outline beckoning Clara closer. With renewed hope, she pressed on, the weight of the Morris stories and legends heavy on her shoulders. The cottage stood forlorn amidst the swirling fog, a testament to days long past. Its stone walls, though crumbled in places, bore witness to years of weathering the harsh climate of the moors. A wooden door, half unhinged, groaned softly as Clara pushed it open, revealing an interior that seemed frozen in time. The room was bathed in a soft, diffused light, filtering through gaps in the rotting wooden shutters. Dust particles danced in the beams, creating an ethereal atmosphere. An old wooden table, its surface worn smooth with age, stood at the center. A stack of yellowed papers lay atop it, tied with a faded lavender ribbon. Drawn to the letters, Clara began to read. Each word was a window into a love that was deep, passionate, yet forbidden. Lysandra wrote with fervor about her love for Thomas, a man she couldn't be with due to circumstances beyond their control. Their secret rendezvous in the moors, the stolen kisses under the moonlit sky, the plans to run away and start anew, all were captured in her lyrical prose. But as Clara delved deeper, the tone of the letters shifted. Lysandra spoke of ominous visions and premonitions, of a feeling that their love story was destined for a tragic end. Her once vibrant words grew shadowed with despair. One particular line sent shivers down Clara's spine. "The moors will claim us, my love. They won't let us be." Set against the far wall, a tarnished silver frame held an old portrait. It depicted a woman with striking features, her raven-black hair cascading in waves, and eyes that held an ocean of sorrow. The resemblance to the legends of the mournful woman was undeniable. This, Clara realized, was Lysandra. A sudden, icy draft snaked its way into the room, extinguishing the few candles that still flickered. Darkness enveloped Clara, the cold seeping into her very bones. The once still air was now punctuated by a low, sorrowful hum, a lament that seemed to emanate from the very walls of the cottage. Clara's breath caught in her throat as she felt a presence behind her. The weight of centuries of longing, of love lost, pressed upon her. Whispers of Lysandra's grief echoed in her ears, a haunting reminder of the tragic love story that the Moors had claimed. She dared not turn around, the grip of her own fear paralyzing her. Instead, she clung to the letters, the tangible proof of a love that was both beautiful and doomed. It was a love story that the Moors refused to forget, its memory forever etched into its very soul. Beyond the confines of the derelict cottage, the Moors took on an almost otherworldly aura. Each step felt as though Clara was walking between two worlds, one of the living and one of memories long past. A dense fog seemed to pulsate with life, the ground beneath her feet a shifting tapestry of silken mist and cold, wet earth. From the depths of the fog, a soft cry emerged, growing in intensity and volume. It was a heart-rending sound, filled with anguish and desperation. Clara's instincts urged her to retreat, but an inexplicable force pulled her deeper into the heart of the moors. Suddenly, emerging from the gray curtain, a translucent figure appeared. Draped in ethereal white, with cascading black locks, the spirit's eyes shimmered with eternal tears. It was Lysandra, the very soul of the moors, trapped in an eternal search. "M. Thomas," the ghostly figure whispered, her voice quivering with hope. As she drifted closer, the pain and longing in her eyes became undeniable. "Have you seen him?" "I can't find him." Clara, gathering her courage, responded softly, "I'm looking for my brother. I believe you might have mistaken him for Thomas." Lysandra's face contorted in confusion and grief. "No, it must be him. He promised he would find me." We were meant to escape together, to be free of these cursed lands. As the realization dawned on Clara, she slowly pieced together the tragic puzzle. The legend, the stories, perhaps all stemmed from a deep misunderstanding. A love so strong that it blinded Lysandra, binding her spirit to the moors in an unending search for her lost lover. In her eternal despair, any man venturing into the moors could be mistaken for Thomas, ensuring they never left. My brother is not Thomas, Clara pleaded, her voice desperate. Please, Lysandra, let him go. Let all of them go. The wraith's cries grew louder, echoing off unseen boundaries, creating an orchestra of sorrow. I cannot be alone. I need him, Lysandra wailed. The very fabric of the moors seemed to respond to her anguish, the fog growing denser and the temperature dropping sharply. Clara felt the weight of Lysandra's despair pressing on her, but she was resolute. She had to find her brother and free him from the grip of this tragic misunderstanding. The heart of the moors held the answers, and Clara was determined to uncover them. Hidden amidst the intricate weavings of fog and moorland, Clara stumbled upon a narrow crevice that seemed to beckon her inward. As she cautiously made her way down, the natural light faded, replaced by a soft, eerie glow emanating from luminescent fungi lining the cavern walls. The atmosphere in the cavern was thick, laden with the weight of countless untold stories. As Clara ventured further, her eyes widened in horror at the sight before her. A vast underground chamber, its floor dotted with skeletal remains, each telling its own tale of a life cut short. But it was the central spectacle that froze Clara in her tracks. At the heart of the chamber stood a stone altar, around which lay a vast array of bones. And at the very center, two skeletons lay intertwined, their fingers laced together in an eternal embrace. The remnants of a chain bound their wrists, signifying a bond that not even death could break. Clara's heart ached at the tragic tableau. The star-crossed lovers, Lysandra and Thomas, had met their end in this forsaken place. As she navigated the burial grounds, remnants of a ritualistic ceremony became evident. Broken ceremonial daggers, faded symbols etched into the ground, and ancient scriptures carved into the walls. The moors held a dark secret, an ancient pact between the villagers and the spirits of the land. They offered sacrifices, a tribute, to appease the restless souls, ensuring the village's safety from the wrath of the moors. And as the truth began to crystallize in Clara's mind, she understood the gravity of her own situation. She was the unwary outsider, the next potential offering to the moors. Behind her, the entrance to the cavern seemed to shift, casting darker, elongated shadows. The cries of Lysandra, once distant, now reverberated through the chamber, growing in intensity. The mournful wails bore an added edge of urgency, a desperate plea echoing through the ages. Clara's pulse quickened, the weight of the cavern's revelations pressing down on her. She knew she had to escape, to warn others, to end the cycle of sacrifice that had ensnared so many before her. But first, she had to navigate the maze of sorrow and death that lay before her, while the spirit of Lysandra, blinded by her anguish, relentlessly pursued her. The wind whispered tales of sorrow as Clara stood at the epicenter of the moors. With the ancient burial grounds behind her and the vast expanse of the moors before her, she felt the weight of centuries bearing down upon her. Drawing upon the knowledge gleaned from Lysandra's letters, Clara began to recite an old chant she'd deciphered. The ground trembled gently beneath her feet, resonating with the rhythm of her voice. As she continued, the spectral forms of Lysandra and Thomas began to coalesce before her, their forms shimmering and merging into one. Their reunion, though ethereal, was palpable, a beacon of hope amidst the despair. But as the two spirits found solace in their embrace, the air grew dense with the spirits of the countless sacrificed souls. Their cries, once a haunting melody, now arose as a unified demand for retribution. The villagers, having noticed Clara's actions and the awakening of the moors, approached with torches ablaze, their faces twisted in a mix of fear and rage. The village elder, a stern woman with age lines mapping her face, stepped forward. You have disturbed the balance, she hissed at Clara. Our village was safe, and now you've doomed us all. The moors responded to the elder's accusations. A deafening silence fell, punctuated only by the sound of the rising wind. The very ground seemed to pulse, as if the moors themselves were alive, their heartbeats sinking with the spirits that inhabited them. A thick fog enveloped the scene, and from it emerged the spirits of the sacrificed, their eyes fixed on the villagers who had sent them to their doom. From the mist, Clara heard a familiar voice, weak but alive. Emerging from the fog was her brother, disoriented but unharmed. He ran to Clara, embracing her tightly. "I heard her," he whispered, "Lysandra. She said she mistook me for Thomas. But when she realized her mistake, she protected me, kept me hidden from the other restless souls." As the siblings rejoined, the spirits advanced on the villagers. The cries for justice, once ethereal, now carried a tangible threat. But as the spirits grew closer, Lysandra's voice, infused with the strength of her love for Thomas, rose above the chaos, pleading for understanding and mercy. She beseeched the spirits to find peace, to move beyond the cycle of vengeance. The ethereal wails began to subside, replaced by a serene stillness. The spirits, their demands acknowledged, slowly faded, leaving the mourners in silence. The village's dark secret was exposed, and though the immediate threat had passed, the fate of the village hung in the balance. The bond between the village and the mourners had forever changed. Clara, clutching her brother's hand, gazed upon the transformed landscape. She had ventured into the heart of darkness and emerged with a newfound understanding of love, sacrifice, and redemption. But whether the village would find its own salvation or face damnation for its deeds was a tale yet to be written. Thank you for venturing with us into the chilling expanse of our scary stories. As dawn breaks and the night retreats, remember, the tales we share may be more real than they seem. Keep your ears open, your mind alert, and your heart guarded, for you never know what mysteries lurk in the shadows. Until next time, sleep well, if you can. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.